two new films arrive with controversies attached. Blood Diamond, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, has caused an uproar in the diamond industry by suggesting that many of the gems in the marketplace are from places where their harvest causes violent social upheaval. Mel Gibson's Apocalypto has caused an uproar because it's from Mel Gibson, whose anti-Semitic rant was made public after police stopped him while he drove drunk through Malibu. Film critic David Edelstein reviews both movies.
Two amazingly brutal studio movies, Blood Diamond and Apocalypto, open this week. And both begin with tribal villages savaged by murderous outsiders and a father violently separated from his wife and children. The visions, though, are different beyond belief. Let's start with Blood Diamond, an actual term for a gem from a conflict zone. It's Sierra Leone in the mid-90s, and the rebel army, the RUF, enslaves people to work in the diamond fields, then trades the stones for arms. One slave is Solomon, played by Jaiman Hansu, a fisherman whose village they've massacred and son they pressed into their army. Just before the government forces attack, Solomon finds and hides a whopper of a diamond, then lands in jail opposite smuggler Danny Archer, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Blood Diamond centers on the shared odyssey of these very different Africans, the sleazy white man desperate for a big score to square his debts with a mercenary colonel, and the Solomonic black man determined to find his son before a sadistic RUF captain turns him into a mindless raping and pillaging machine. The director Edward Zwick and screenwriter Charles Levitt stamp out mismatched buddy movie fires when they flare up. They keep Danny a cad, and Solomon resentful over his country's history of exploitation for its natural resources. For warmth and idealism, they introduce a journalist, played by Jennifer Connelly, whom Danny approaches at a beachside bar.
"I can offer you a cigarette."
Thanks. "You listening to this?"
"I am profoundly sorry."
"When was the last time the world wasn't falling apart, huh?"
"Cynic. Why don't you sit down and make me miserable?"
"Danny Archer."
"Mighty Bone.
Pleased to meet you." "American, huh?"
"Guilty."
"Well, Americans usually are."
"Says the white South African."
"I'm from Rhodesia."
"We say Zimbabwe now, don't we?"
"Do we?"
"Last time I checked."
"So don't tell me you're here to make a difference, huh?"
"And you're here to make a buck."
"I'm here for lack of a better idea."
"That's a shame."
"Not really. Peace Corps types only stay around long enough to realize they're not helping anyone. Government only wants to stay in power until they've stolen enough to go into exile somewhere else. And the rebels, they're not sure they want to take over, otherwise they'd have to govern this mess. But TIA, right, Med?"
"TIA."
"What's TIA?"
"This is Africa, huh?"
TIA, the fatalism, is the real enemy. At heart, Blood Diamond is a formulaic conversion melodrama in which a sinner regains his soul. And that sinner is pretty charismatic. More and more we're getting the measure of DiCaprio. As sensitive male ingenues, his face looks heavy and slack. But when he's a hot dog, he's a star. Given that it doesn't have a single narrative surprise, it's amazing how compelling Blood Diamond is. Maybe its message will even trickle down to Tad and Susie's engagement ring expedition. Connolly's journalist says people back home wouldn't buy a diamond if they knew it cost someone a hand. And indeed, Zwick gives us a close-up of a hand getting whacked off by a machete. Mel Gibson's politics are less on the surface, but watching his Apocalypto, you realize two things. He's a hell of a filmmaker, and his imaginative world borders on the Neanderthal. Apocalypto is set in a pre-Christian civilization, around half a millennium ago, among the Mayans. The hero, Jaguar Paw, played by Rudy Youngblood, lives a life of ancient tradition, hunting, raising a family, and playing jokes on an infertile friend like tricking him into eating raw tapir testicles. The ribaldry ends when warriors from the decadent, materialistic Mayan city savage his tribe, slit his dad's throat, kill or carry off the women, and sacrifice the men to their god by marching them to the top of a pyramid and cutting out their hearts in close-up. Apocalypto is as intense as all get out, and you can taste Gibson's relish for the Yucatec Maya dialect, ancient manly rituals of bowsmen who eat animal organs and stick bones through their noses, mystical visions of assault and retribution, and the agonizing loss and triumphant restoration of potency. When a wounded jaguar paw makes his escape into the forest, he takes out his pursuers one by one in ever more resourceful ways, so that Apocalypto becomes the best Rambo movie ever made. The worrisome part is that Gibson is not making an action picture. For him, this is metaphysics. The cycle of assault on the family, hideous torture, and holy revenge, that's the way of the world.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.